Hello. I wanted to invite you to engage with and connect to the vision of your instrument body being almost anchor shaped, as if the pelvic floor is the fulcrum, a curved, rounded base, both in the interior diaphragmatic perspective and also even in the kind of nest and cradle and the ability to rock back onto the tailbone and forward toward the pubic bone that's provided by this basis of your seat. Explore sitting at first to feel this anchory shape. Sort of beautiful, a quote that Rumi has. So the sea journey continues, and who can say to where? Just to be held by the ocean is the best luck we could have. It's a total waking up. So if we envision that the space around us is like the entire vast ocean, and the instrument is like the anchor within this ocean, we can feel the fulcrum of the pelvic floor and just gently sway and connect our breath and sensation so that we can trace sensation all the way down through the spine. So we're just really coming to a sense of awareness of feeling through the center. So tracing sensation literally by recognizing the ability to feel from the inside out the nape of the neck, the cervical spine, and going down from C1 all the way down to between the shoulder blades and all the way down toward the thoracic and lumbar spine area, and then down toward the curl of your tailbone. And then just using your breath, give yourself a few hums where you perhaps can remember that four-part breath we did last week. So we're going to inhale in an even way and hold in an even way and notice what it feels like to be filled with your breath. And then as you exhale, you can engage your articulators and this sort of flowering expression of the articulators of the face. So now if we're conceiving of an anchor shape, we can think of ourselves as a decorative anchor with a lovely kind of wonderful ornate expression through the top of the handle of this anchor. And this can be the articulators. So we're really just coming into the structure, visualizing the structure and center of what ends up being our resonant central path of our sound into our own interiority. And this is what ultimately culminates and gives us the ability to project with clarity, focus, control, and awareness. And that's the marriage in vocal precision that happens. So we will hum and feel the sense of vibration. And when we hum, engage those articulators. These are your cheeks. And if you can use a mirror, just tap on your cheeks. Notice how much feeling do you have there? We hyperfreeze our gestures of the face to lose sensation or freedom, or where we turn off our ability to recognize and acknowledge our natural gesticulation here. Feeling into the jaw, you can tap into the chin and the lips. You can even say lips, lips, lips. Notice how the p, we're almost schooled to give our sound away, to project it outward, to clench and force and pop. But instead, if we use our breath, we can feel the lips touching. We can feel the intimacy of the consonants, and we can gather that feeling and the p, instead of it going p outward and relieving our power, it's fed downward, and we're actually given more of a gathering ability through the consonants to gather the strength of our sound down so that we can actually drink in and imbibe the vowels. This is how we do not lose sensation when we speak. This is how we can support staying present and staying in the coherence of breath. If we're not moving breath through the body supportively when we speak, we do actually affect our heart rate. And so we will work with the hum, feeling the lips, lips, the teeth. Feel how your tongue touches the teeth. Feel the space now. This is really one of the final frontiers of feeling is the tongue. Just say the tongue and pretend there's an N resting on your tongue. The tongue, the tongue. This happens to be the very forward-forcing frontal feeling that happens in English when we have our th. It's already very front tongue. But if you put an N on it, a peanut butter tablespoon on it, you can actually let it get thicker. Get. Use g tongue. G. The tongue. G. So I want you to feel all parts of your tongue when you are humming. And there is actually something in this methodology called a tongue bus. There are four seats on the tongue bus. Back seat, halfway back seat, half forward seat, and full forward. It's like a game of soccer on the tongue or something. Now, I'd like you to feel all parts of the tongue and notice how that tongue path goes down into the interior diaphragmatic pathway as supported by your breath and inner space when you do the simple hum. In the simple hum, we should even feel the fineness of the center of our cranium lengthening up as the outer part of our head top, where your hat rim would touch, descends and tents downward in a wonderful tripod, like a glowing light illuminating in a triangulation around your body, exteriorly about an elbow's length or even toward the wrist length away when it touches down. So you can imagine a prism of triangulation of a light that's extending from about an hand's length above your head, from the center of your head, all the way down around you. It's a veil, a gossamer veil, and this is your vocal body area. This is from where you oxygenate inward, deliciously nourishing yourself with your residency. And there's notches of residential space on the arms. You have elbows, you have wrists, you have knuckles, you have fingertips, you have shoulders. Each of these offers in physics a different quality of engagement, projection, and power. And what's another good P word? Pleasure in your voice. Definitely pleasure. So we're going to start the hum. We'll inhale through the nose. Soft breath. You can breathe a little bit more in through your mouth to open up that interior command center. And you'll bring your lips together for a hum, dropping your shoulders away from your earlobes. Imagine you have resonant spiraling snail shells around each earlobe, ram's horns. You can start in a certain place and then descend down and just start to feel how the hum descends down. It's as though it's using a power of interoception itself from the inside out to kind of sense the cavity of availability you have in your body. Whales do this through echolocation. Use your hum as an internal tool of investigation. Shoulders away from ears, pelvic floor down, ribs up. Feel the interior space and then bring that awareness to the spine. The spine is like a gorgeous barometric visual of resonant consistency that's moving through the whole body. What a beautiful expression of the least common denomination of frequency moving up and down in a single thread. Yay. So once you hum a few times, pick a word, pick your word, pick another person's word, pick two words, and you're going to move it using a sort of up and down sound, firing some constellations in your brain with pitch, tone, and even placement. So I'm going to pick sustain. Sustain. So when we play with the geometric location and direction of pitch, placement, pleasure, we then can find center and we can actually open up to our most authentic sounding voice. Not gonna sound like my new favorite musician, Gregory Porter. Not gonna sound like any of you. Not gonna sound like I'm from Paris. Just gonna sound like me. I can actually find my melody by finding what feels like authentic center, not like what thinks like authentic center, and all the parts of self, the goofy part, the serious part, whatever parts you have, the heart and the cheeks smile. The smile and the heart give real connection to self, sound, and collective.